11th of the 8th, 2020, 14:14. Trying in for the insurance, K again. No answer the phone. Just could be busy then. Hello, how you doing? MK, it's Mr. Cordell. I was just phoning to make sure that you received the email.
I did receive the email. I've emailed you back actually today.
Oh, have you? I was checking my emails earlier on and I didn't receive
it. I've emailed back. So the letter, thank you for the letter. However, what you have not included in the letter is what you're alleging against Enfield.
It
doesn't need to be in massive detail, but you do need to say why you think the council is at fault. What have they done? What are you claiming for?
I'm claiming for the 8 years that I just lost for them forging the ESPO.
You need to put that in the letter.
And
put that in an email to me.
And also, obviously, like, now the ASBO's over, I can't go back out because of they've allowed Lemmy and the rest of these people to come in and forge all of these applications. They've created some history in my name, which I didn't have nothing, and they've basically created over 5,000 pages in my name. Now, any time I walk down the street, the police will just take me straight to the doctors and put me in a hospital because of this made-up stuff that the council's made. I can't even go out.
You need to put that in an email.
So, what you said there,
you can send that in an email to me.
But there's a lot more to it than just that one point, dear.
I know that. You can say there's more to it, but that's what the crux of your claim is, isn't it?
It's negligence, gross misconduct, all of the highest, all of the swearing down the phone to me and the people being rude to me, the whole lot, basically.
Well, people being rude to you.
Well, not being rude, telling me.
Insurance matter.
Yeah, well, start off telling me down the phone when I'm trying to, like, in 2015, say, when I was phoning up Enfield Council saying, well, this has happened and I shouldn't be getting punished for the ASBO which you have created. And then they're saying, well, you're not allowed that. It's your own, you're not allowed that, ha ha ha, you're not allowed that, and all that, you're dead, and all of that. That's negligence, and that is them working, they're running objectives in the company, and me asking them.
So that's not being rude, is it? That's beyond
being. But if I was a bit straight, Lemmy went to take my life. They've gone from my home, my possessions, my belongings, they wanted me to pay court costs, they've stamped it in every page after forging it, and I've got all the phone calls and me explaining. Then they're going to take everything off me. They wanted to take my mental health off of me. Yeah, they're saying that they're referring me to the doctors, even though I've never had nothing wrong with me, and getting all this done, and they've never even met me. Then on top of that, they're saying they want my mental capacity. So my mental, they're telling my dad's an ambulance driver for the NHS, and they're telling my dad and my mother, they're saying there's nothing wrong with me, and that the council's maliciously done this, and they're telling my mother and that they're taking my legal parental guardianship away from them, so, and now they're taking full custody of me as if I've got a brain deficiency or something, that now under the Mental Capacity Act, plus on top of that they want me under the Mental Health Act, and while I'm in the hospital they've refiled a possession order after losing it from the possession order, from the injunction, because they thought, yeah, while I'm in hospital, that the hospital's going to have to take me to the court and that, not my mum or my dad or myself, and that they're going to go for my legal rights. They wanted to there's a treatment called ECT treatment, electric compulsive treatment, where they fry your brain with electronic. I've got all the flyers for everything they've gave me and everything, all because of Lemmy's things. They're saying that I'm never allowed back out in the general public ever again, and I'm not allowed to live in a council flat on my own again, because I'm a danger to the members of the public and to myself because of all of these forged allegations that Lemmy and that made up, and that Sarah Fletcher made up. They've gone to strip me of my whole, it's attempted manslaughter, and I don't think that I should be forced to write this all on my own.
I'm sorry, I can't do your claim for you.
I understand that.
I can't make your claim for you, okay? I can't even help you with compiling documents or anything like that, because my job is to deal with claims that are made against the council, for the council, okay? okay? So I can't help a claimant like yourself.
So why are you allowed to take the paper? May I say, if that is the fact, and your profession is like in most situations, the council is set to act in a non-biased way. It's for any person that's set up for the company. So if you actually are working for the council, why does my paperwork have to go to you, and you are the person that refers it? If you're on their team anyway, if you're on their team, it should go straight to that Gillia and the rest of it, and you shouldn't be allowed to touch the paperwork if you're part of their legal.
All claims have to come through the insurance.
Yeah, but it's set up. I understand it's set up wrong, though.
Yeah. Well.
Set up to aid in yourselves in your in yourselves gaining a picture.
Terms and conditions of our policy, Mr. Cordell. Okay. We have to send any claim to our insurer. Now, the claim, the department that deals with that is my department. We send all claims to insurers. They will not receive a claim direct from you. You have to write it to me, I'm afraid.
I understand that.
So I have to have something from you in writing. What you said at the beginning of the conversation, what you said there, you need to put
attempting
that in
man, they've gone to rob me on my home and my belongings and to get me put onto medication. It's attempting manslaughter. Okay, well, I'll do that. I've got a law book here now, and I've got all of the laws and everything wrote down.
Okay.
And I tell you, in my law book, it's pretty much usual. They've broke every law there is and every human right there is. All the Landlords Act and everything, and the government regulations 2000, down to everything, duty of care and responsibility, the list of negligence and gross misconduct, all contained from criminal activities. I'm scared to write the list and give it to you because of the severity of what they've actually done to me, and by robbing all of my life and doing this to me and maliciously doing it, even though I'm an innocent person. Do you know? Like, the sufferings that I'm having to go through putting this case together is unrealistic.
I'm sorry, but you're making a claim against the council. So you say the council have done this to you. I am not making any comment or judgment about that at all.
I understand that.
My place. Okay.
But I don't understand why you get the paperwork if I'm putting a claim against you and you're on their team. You should be acting in a non-biased manner for both parties. And if you can't take the statement because you're working for the council, you should refer me to... What does Gilliatt do? You say Gilliatt part...
I can't.
Is it that Gilliatt... May I ask a question? Is that Gilliatt company who you will pass this on to next, who will pass it on to the insurance company, who contacted you the other day? Will they send somebody out to me?
This started in 2014,
okay? Pardon?
We have three... This started, you say, in 2014.
Yeah, that's correct.
Yes? Yeah? So we have three different insurers from 2014 to now. Okay? So we have one insurer called Travellers that insured us up to, I think it's the end of 2015. Sorry, the financial year, beg your pardon, end of March 2015. We then had Aspen Insurance. They insured us up until the end of March 19. Then from the 1st of April 19, we had QBE, which is Gallagher Bassett of their claims handlers, and they're insuring us at the moment.
Okay,
so there's three different insurance policies that this claim is going to be made against, because this has happened for a period of significant time.
I understand that.
So the way... Okay, so the claim has to come to me, I'm afraid.
I can accept that that's got to happen, but just in procedure, just feels wrong. It just feels wrong. It feels like it's set against the people. I think that'd be the general public's opinion. Yeah, I think if you were sitting in my shoes, you'd feel the same.
If you're making a claim against the council, we're going to know what the allegations are, even if you... Even
yeah, but normally it's gone through legal teams.
The
insurance company would send out their own loss adjuster or their own claim advisor, and they will take a statement off of you.
Yeah, it's up to the insurers to decide how they want to deal with the claim.
Yeah, I understand that.
I'm not going to be saying to them, you must deal with it in this particular
way. Can I ask, what I'm trying to find out is, if Gillia is in between, the in-between company, I might have Gallagher Bassett. Once you pass it to Gallagher Bassett, will Gallagher Bassett send somebody out to take a statement off of me?
I don't know. It's up to them. They decide how they deal with our claim.
Okay.
I can't prescribe to them and say, you must do this or you mustn't do that. I can't.
I understand that. You're not in a position to do
that.
Okay, well, I'm going to...
I can't.
I understand that. I'll forward you over a list of at the act of offences that I feel that have taken place and the breach of my human rights and that, and We'll see how we go on from there. Okay, thank you, madam.
Okay, that's good.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Bye. Bye now.
Bye.